Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My wonderful, wonderful closing Sunday to the month of January. Five great Sundays to start off 2023, and we're rejoicing in God's goodness to us as He met with us and decisions were made for Christ, and just a delightful time together. Hope it was that way where you were in your church, that you were in your place, that you were there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and met with you and gave you a great, great Lord's Day. Now, only 2 days and we turn the calendar over, and it'll be February the 1st. And February at our church is I Love My Church Month, and we have a great time together in the month of February. We'll have a testimony each service from someone and just describing and telling why they love their church. And of course, we have the first Sunday is I Love My Bible Sunday, and the second Sunday is I Love My Church Sunday, and then the third Sunday of the month is I Love Missions Sunday, and the last Sunday of the month is I Love My Family Sunday. So a special Sunday each day of the month. We have our chili cook-off and pie bake-off around the middle of the month, and it's a great time. Well, good way to get through the month of February and get into the month of March and be looking forward to springtime. And so it's going to be a great month here at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like you to pick up Mark chapter 5. I told you I want to talk to you today about the power of a changed life. The power of a changed life. In Mark chapter 5, we read the story of the conversion of what's known as the demoniac of Gadara. He lived in the country of the Gadarenes, the Bible tells us. He had an unclean spirit. He lived in the tombs, and nobody could tame him. They tried. They even tried to chain him, not to hurt him, but to try to help him. But he just broke them loose like they were nothing. Nobody could tame him. The Bible says in verse 5, night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. Ah, but verse 6 says, as when he saw Jesus, afar off he ran and worshipped him. And he cried with a loud voice, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. And he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus, and they see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Someone said Mark chapter 5 is the home of the incurables. We meet a demoniac man in the beginning, a diseased woman in the middle, and a dead girl at the end. But Jesus answered each situation, because Jesus is the answer for every situation. And he's the answer for your situation as well, my friend. But today, I want to focus just on the demonic man, the maniac of Gadara, as he's known. Notice his slavery. His slavery. This man was under the control of Satan. That was his master. His master was Satan. And he's home, not just to one unclean spirit, but to a legion of demons. Now, a legion in a Roman army could be anywhere between 2,000 and 6,000 men. We know that when they left this man, that 2,000 swine went over the cliff and into the sea and were choked. So he was under the control of the devil. But my friend, before I came to Christ, I was under the control of the devil. And before you come to Christ, you were under the control of the devil. Ye of your father, the devil, Jesus said, and the works of your father ye will do. John 8:44. That was the master. But notice his misery. He was a wild man. Family and friends and others, I'm sure, tried to tame him, tried to capture him, and they could not. The demonic control caused him to be self-destructive, cutting himself, hurting himself, alone in the tombs. By the way, when you're without Christ and Satan is in control, he'll cause you to make choices that hurt you. He'll cause you to make choices that will be destructive to you. Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, what a miserable existence this man had. I believe he wanted to change. I believe he'd lie awake at night wishing he could be different, but he could not change. He's unable to break free from his misery and from his master. But then notice not only his slavery, but his Savior. While everyone ran away from this man ran to Jesus. He ran to Jesus. Jesus had already crossed the Sea of Galilee in a storm to reach this one miserable, tormented soul. And Jesus came and he saw this man coming. He saw a man not as he was, but he saw a man as he could be. See, man sees a drunk, but God may see a deacon. Man may see a drug addict, but God may see a preacher. Man may see a harlot, but God may see a choir member. Or the man may see an adulterer, but God may see a bus captain. You see, you don't know. You just bring Jesus the ashes of your life, and he can give you beauty for the ashes. You bring Jesus Jacob, and he'll make him into an Israel, a prince with God. You bring him a Simon, who's a cussing fisherman, and he'll give you a Peter, which is a spirit-filled preacher. You give Jesus Saul, the persecutor, and he can give you Paul, the missionary, and the church planter. You see, you just give yourself to Jesus, and you be amazed at what he can do with you. That's the power of the Son of God, the power of Jesus Christ. This man was under a power he could not break. But Jesus has more power than the devil. Oh, my friend, don't make the mistake thinking there's this big, epic struggle between Jesus and the devil. Not even close. Remember, the devil's a created being. He was once an angel of God. So he's not even close to the same power. Jesus has omnipotence. He's all-powerful. And so he's able to set us free. He's able to make us free. And Jesus won't just do that for the maniac of Gadara. He'll do it for you. And he'll do it for me. It is no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. And so receive him as your Savior. And notice not only his slavery and not only his Savior, but notice his salvation. He came to Jesus. First of all, his salvation changed him. They come back out, and guess what they see? They don't see him running anymore. They don't see him screaming anymore. They don't see him cutting himself anymore. He's calm. He's clothed. He's seated. What a change. But you see, my friend, you can't meet Jesus without being changed. You can't meet Jesus and remain the same. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Has God changed you? Has your salvation that you claim you have, has it changed your life? Bible salvation changed him. But secondly, Bible salvation clothed him. He's no longer naked running around the tombs. You see, what Jesus does in your heart, he'll show up in your life. You go through the scripture, my friend. The further people got away from God, the less clothing they wore. And when they got right with God, they put clothes on. See, God, what God does in your heart, it'll show on the outside. The inside, the outside will always show what's on the inside. My friend, don't be a hypocrite. Don't try to pretend something on the outside that you're not on the inside. So salvation clothed him. Salvation changed him. Salvation clothed him. Salvation calmed him. He was in his right mind. What characterized him before he met Jesus? Anger. What was it that characterized him before he met Jesus? Frustration, agitation, irritation, violence. Now there's a peace and a calm. He was changed spiritually, mentally, and physically. He was calm because he was with the Prince of Peace. That's why. What does his salvation do? It changed him. His salvation clothed him. His salvation calmed him. His salvation compelled him. You find out that when Jesus was ready to depart, when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Jesus said, no, you're not going with me. You're going to go tell others what I've done for you. before salvation, he didn't want to be around anybody, and he didn't want anybody to be around him. But now he wants to be with Jesus. My friend, salvation will do that. It'll compel you to want to be with Jesus. It'll compel you to want to be around where Jesus is. And that's church. Listen, there's no, don't talk to me about your salvation when you don't want to be around church. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He said, you can't love God and hate God's people and can't not want to be around God's people. No. You want to be where God is. You want to be where Jesus is. You want to be where the people of God are. When you're saved, you want to be around Jesus. You want to be around the Word of God. You want to be around the people of God. You want to be at church. And so he compelled him. But he wasn't just compelled to him. He was compelled to go. He was compelled to go for Jesus. Jesus said, go home and tell what great things the Lord hath done for you in his life. And that's what he did. Decapolis there, it was so named because of 10 cities. And he went and told everybody. He told everybody what Jesus had done for him. Oh, I'll sing it. I'll shout it wherever I go. I want all to hear it. I want all to know the joy of salvation that makes my heart glow. For I've been born again. Yeah, he went out and told everybody. And you think, well, nobody will listen to me with my testimony. Oh, yeah, they'll listen. They'll listen. And they listen to him. Say, well, how do I know that they'll listen? Chapter 6, verse number 53. The Bible says, and when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. That same place where this maniac was. Remember, where they just told him, get out of here, Jesus, we don't want you. When they were come up out of the ship, straightway they knew him. They knew him. How'd they know him? Somebody had been talking about him, that's why. Notice what happened, verse 55. They ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Maniac turned missionary, and he did his job. He told everybody what Jesus had done for him. My friend, once you have Bible salvation, you can tell others what Jesus has done for you. And I hope you will. That's the power of a changed life. You can't deny it. You can't deny it. Have you met Jesus? Has he forgiven you? Are you changed? The songwriter's right when he said, if you're tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your life. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your life. Oh, yeah, my friend. Invite him in to forgive your sin. Invite him in to be your Savior. He'll change your life. And you'll know what it is to see the power of a changed life in the lives of other people. They'll listen to you. God will see, too, they'll listen to you. But your life will back it up. Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful passage. A wonderful, remarkable conversion of the maniac of Gadara. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow, the last day of January. And we'll talk about Acts chapter 2 and the importance of continuing. And again, thank you for praying for Words to Encourage Radio and those of you who can support us from time to time. And if we can ever help you in any way, let us know. Bob will give you some information here at the close of the broadcast today. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.